Good morning. We've got Grace Williams with us again this week, well-known naturopath and herbalist who's been at the Kanara Organic Marketplace for the last 16 years. So welcome again, Grace.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming back in. Today we're going to be talking all about detox. So tell me, why would someone need to do a detox?
Okay, our bodies are really smart. And they work hard doing whatever it takes to function as smoothly as possible. However, even if you've got a perfect diet, rich in organic whole foods, just think of the air we breathe, the water we drink, the products we use on our skin, and all the plastics that we use in our home. They all contain toxins, unless you choose organic. We are faced with a regular onslaught of pollutants in our daily life. They are health-robbing ingredients and heavy metals, and they accumulate deep within our tissues and organs. We need to get them out of the way of our daily metabolic cycles and not keep them circulating in our bloodstream. In the past, our body has never had to deal with the surplus of toxins, so traditionally we would naturally eliminate the small amount of buildup. But in the present day, the body could happily use a helping hand to remove these dangerous substances. They accumulate, and they may be directly responsible for many of the chronic diseases which are so prevalent today. It's a global problem, and unfortunately there's no escaping it. This is where natural methods for detoxifying can be a huge benefit. So let me quickly run through some different systems for an effective detox. Now, obviously, this is not for everyone, but coffee enemas are worth considering. They're simple, they're quick, and especially useful if you're concerned about chemical exposure from the past or in the present day. There's two different methods. Either can be used at your own convenience in the privacy of your own bathroom. For people venturing down this path for the first time, I feel the best choice would be a cleansing enema. And that's a retention of the fluid for only a few minutes, and this will give you a gentle colon cleanse. For those a little more experienced, the next step is a retention enema, where the aim is to hold the fluid for around 15 minutes, and that helps rid the liver and the colon of impurities. Next cab off the rank would be herbal medicines. These herbs have the ability to increase bile production in the liver and optimize the bile flow to the gallbladder. Such herbs would hopefully be chosen for you personally by your herbalist or naturopath, and the expectation is that they would help reduce the damage caused to the liver from the many stressors daily life brings with it. The ultimate aim here is to gently stimulate our major detox organs, and this will then encourage regeneration.
Okay, we'll be back just a little bit later to continue this conversation with Grace, so stay tuned.